From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Cornell University plant pathologists have identified a new fungal pathogen that could affect apple orchids statewide, according to a new study. The new fungus, called bitter rot, causes brown lesions on apples, which makes them unappetizing to consumers and for growers impossible to sell. Serjan Akimovic, the study's senior author and a senior extension associate at Hudson Valley Research Laboratory, which is part of Cornell's AgriTech, said the fungi has been found in Columbia and Greene counties. Regular fungicide treatments in orchids help prevent apple losses. Bitter rot in New York State can take on an average of 14 to 25% of the crop every year, according to the study. New York is the second largest producer of apples nationwide. It produces an average of 29.5 million bushels of apples annually. Some apple varieties, such as Honeycrisp and Empire, are more susceptible to fungi than others, Amovic said. The study also looked at predicted weather patterns. Akamovic said, and I quote, "We did see a rising trend where we see more frequent rain events in the summer that basically overlaps with really hot and humid weather that really favors these pathogens. What we predict is that with global warming triggering climate change, the northeastern part of the U.S. is going to get really hit hard with these different pathogens. The climate is changing and it's allowing them to move more north," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Bowden is reporting for the Columbia paper. Excessive speed on town roads continues to be a problem in Ankrum, and town officials are looking for ways to deal with the dilemma. In 2019, the town purchased two Evils radar speed signs while also recruiting help from the Columbia County Sheriff's Office and the state police. Those measures worked, and the town recorded an all-time high of 594 traffic-related court cases that year, a 25% increase over 2018. However, Supervisor Art Basin said at the town board's August meeting that speeding remains, and I quote, "a serious problem," end quote. Basin said he's considered the idea of putting up cautionary signs on County Routes 8 and 8A in Ankrumdale, but he was not optimistic that any signage would stop the speeding. He has also been talking to County Sheriff Dave Bartlett about paying deputies to do speed control. Basin also urged the board to consider buying two more radar signs. Board members David Boyce, who is also Ankrum Fire Chief, attributed more accidents to alcohol than speed, but he did acknowledge that since the pandemic started 5 months ago, local, and I quote, "roadways have been quite a bit busier. There have been more accidents and congestion," end quote. Basin promised to present at the next meeting more information on the radar signs and the details of the kind of stakeout deal he could make with the sheriff. The board will next meet September 17th. A public hearing on the 2021 tentative town budget will be held via Zoom at 6:45 p.m., and you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. CNY Central is reporting Governor Andrew M. Cuomo September 3rd announced the state will launch an online dashboard to track COVID-19 tests in individual school districts. Districts will be required to provide the State Department of Health with daily data on the number of people who tested positive for the coronavirus in each of their schools. They must also provide a link to the dashboard on their district website. The requirement will take effect Tuesday, September 8th, and the dashboard will be available the following day. Department of Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker has communicated with school districts statewide about the reporting requirement. And you can read the full story at cnycentral.com. Brendan J. Lyons reports for the Times Union that it is legal to cast both an absentee ballot and one in person in New York. President Donald Trump suggested this week in North Carolina that voters cast both a mail-in ballot and one in person. That would be illegal in North Carolina and most states, but not in New York. Albany County Board of Elections Commissioner Rachel Blady said, and I quote, "Once you're issued an absentee ballot, you can choose to vote in person, and we will discard the absentee ballot," end quote. Election officials compare absentee ballots to poll results here, and if a person voted twice, the absentee ballot is ignored and the in-person vote is counted. Earlier this year, Albany County District Attorney David Soares urged voters there to vote in person if they'd already voted by mail for his opponent. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a great day and a safe Labor Day weekend.